You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At a recent summit in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron proposed a number of options for New Caledonia's potential statehood following island-wide unrest last year over voting reforms that led to 14 deaths. One of the options proposed by Macron involved granting New Caledonia associated statehood status, where the island would be a largely self-governing while still being linked to the French state. Otto spoke with Gordon Nano, co-head of Maori and Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland, about Macron's proposal to grant New Caledonia associated state status and what this would mean for the island's indigenous Kanak population, who have largely been seeking independence from France.
French President Emmanuel Macron recently announced a number of options for New Caledonia's future political status at a conference in Paris that happened earlier this week. Would you be able to tell us about the different options that were proposed and how they'd affect the parties involved?
With my little understanding of the situation, I think there are two main positions in New Caledonia. One is taken by the Kanaks, which is full independence, full political independence. And I think the other position is by the other group that wants to maintain the status quo, you know, to remain part of France, New Caledonia being a part of France. So I think those are the two major positions. And then I'm hearing that there's a third position being proposed, where I think a mention of associate status is being mentioned. And I think that's a position by the French state. So those are the three positions, if I understand it correctly.
Would you be able to tell us a bit about the associated statehood position and how that is different from New Caledonia's current status?
At the moment, New Caledonia is regarded a territory, so it is a good way of putting it, maybe a colony in the Pacific. So there are existing examples of associate states that we are familiar with in the Pacific. And one is, I think, well known to New Zealanders, which is the association between Cook Islands, Niue, and New Zealand, where I think foreign affairs and defense is left to the New Zealand government. But basically citizens, if you like, of New Zealand. So that's one example, model that we have in the Pacific. And there is also this model of association between the Federated States of Micronesia, Marshall Islands and Palau, I think, if I remember correctly, with the United States of America. That association is under the Compact of Free Association, or they are called the Compact States. And again, they are independent, but parts of their governing roles, the functions are taken over by the United States, like defense, foreign affairs, and in return for the use of, you know, some of their islands for strategic military purposes. So these are the ones that we are familiar with in the Pacific, association between Pacific states or Pacific islands and the U.S. and the existing one between New Zealand and Cook Islands, for instance. So I think there are models that we can relate to when they mention the associated states kind of model.
So how would France be involved in New Caledonia as an associated state?
Yeah, again, if we take the models that we are familiar with, then I think the idea is the French state plays some functions, but it gives more autonomy, more functions to the new entity or the new state of New Caledonia. So similar to what you have between New Zealand and the Cook Islands, I guess.
And on the ground, how do New Caledonia's indigenous Kanak people feel about the idea of associated statehood?
From historical documents and from what they have been pushing for over the years, I think they are more interested in getting total independence or being an independent country of New Caledonia. But having said that, I think the good thing is that they are sitting there. They're together with all the different parties. At least they're sitting together and determining what is the best way forward for New Caledonia.
But going off of that, do you think that associated statehood could possibly lead to full independence in the future?
It depends very much on the legal instruments that they come up with. That is, assuming they come up with some kind of agreement after the current meetings. And if there is provision in that instrument that maybe over the a certain number of years, there will be a review if New Caledonia wants to be, you know, a totally independent state. But again, that is on the table. So I think they're discussing those possibilities at the moment. And whether they'll be able to gain full statehood in the long run, I think that's what they're working on at the moment. And I'm glad they're working on them, because the future will depend very much on how the people of New Caledonia feel about the opportunities that are before them.
And how do you feel the Indigenous Kanak people will be directly impacted by the option of associated statehood?
I think their ultimate aim over the years has been to gain full autonomy. But again, these are options that are put forward in the current meetings. And let's hope that they come up with something feasible for all parties involved and for the good of New Caledonia's future.
All right, well, I think that's everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish the interview?
Just to reiterate the point that I think it's really good to see that discussion, how long it takes or what format it takes after the discussions is entirely up to the people of New Caledonia and, of course, in discussion with the French state. But I think for me, seeing them engaging in the discussion and talking about possibilities for the future is already progress from my point of view.
That was co-head of Māori and Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland, Gordon Nano, speaking to us about the proposal to grant New Caledonia associated state status.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.